GM, and welcome to CryptoGrind Daily. Let's dive into today's spicy stew of crypto headlines, shall we? First on the docket, it seems your CEO might be unwittingly RSVPing to a North Korean surprise party, only this one ends with your digital pockets empty. We're talking about Mako Man, a fiendishly clever piece of macOS malware spun up by North Korea's notorious Lazarus Group. Talk about an uninvited guest. This malware isn't exploiting some obscure software vulnerability. No, it's a masterclass in social engineering. The attack starts innocently enough with a Zoom invite. Next thing you know, you're executing a terminal command to fix a connection issue, and poof, your keychain, wallet, and credentials have vanished into the ether. This is a stark reminder that in crypto, sometimes the most dangerous threat isn't a complex code exploit, but the simple human instinct to trust. So, double-check those Zoom invites and maybe think twice before executing terminal commands from unknown sources. Next up, Tom Lee and his publicly traded juggernaut, Bitmine Immersion Technologies, are making waves. They've amassed a staggering 4.976 million ETH, which is just shy of 5% of Ethereum's entire circulating supply. That's not just hoarding, that's strategic dominance. With staking rewards showering $221 million annually, they're not just hodling, they're making Ethereum work for them. And if you're wondering how a company could scoop up so much ETH without causing a tidal wave in the market, well, let's just say it's a lesson in strategic accumulation. Bitmine's market maneuvers underscore a growing trend where traditional stock market players are muscling their way into the crypto arena, wielding capital and influence. For the rest of us, it's a signal that crypto isn't just a playground for tech disruptors anymore. It's increasingly part of the mainstream financial machinery. Now let's hop across the pond to the UK, where the FCA has decided that enough is enough with the unregistered P2P crypto traders. In a coordinated strike worthy of a tactical espionage thriller, 8 premises in London were raided. These aren't just slap-on-the-wrist fines we're talking about. These are full-blown criminal investigations. The FCA's message is clear. Operating in the shadows won't cut it. If you're trading crypto peer-to-peer in the UK, you'd best be AML compliant. This crackdown highlights the regulatory gauntlet crypto businesses must navigate. It's a landscape where the lines between innovation and regulation are constantly shifting. For crypto builders and job seekers, today's stories are a crystal-clear call to action. Security is paramount. From the threats of advanced hacking to the regulatory hurdles of crypto trading. The Mako Man saga is a classic case study for devs on the importance of robust security measures and the need for constant vigilance against social engineering threats. Meanwhile, Bitmine's gargantuan ETH stake should be a wake-up call for crypto founders. Strategic asset allocation and staking aren't just buzzwords. They're vital components of a successful crypto strategy. And if you're operating in the UK, or anywhere else for that matter, understanding and following local regulations isn't optional. It's essential. The crypto world is evolving, and those who adapt with it will thrive. Until next time, keep building, stay informed, and remember, the future of Web3 is yours to shape. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.